Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
All pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Okay, let's go. Monday edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air. Bob Getty, Kelly Center, Dima Mixon. We're all in the Southern Bancorp studio here at Oak Grove, Mississippi on a Monday afternoon as we get ready to kick off another week of Southern Miss sports coverage. Opening segment sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, which is a great place to take your family for a wonderful meal tonight or cater your next event. Holidays around the corner. Dickey's could do a great job of catering whatever event you may have. All right, this is Dima Mixon. I don't know, is this Black Monday? I don't know. Golden Eagles are blown up Saturday afternoon by a Texas State team that I think is probably much better than their record indicated. They lose the game 41-14. 1,000 observations. I'll start with you, Dima. A couple of, from my point of view, and you tell me where I'm right, where I'm wrong. Here's a few things I saw. A, you really need Braylon Braxton on the field. He's the team leader. He's your quarterback. Quarterbacks make a huge difference. B, the run defense of Southern Miss was just not there. They got run over pretty badly by a Texas State team. Three, I do think Texas State's offense was, and we talked about that a lot last week, was a really good offensive football team. And they showed it. But overall, I mean, clearly, and I'm going to state the obvious here, clearly a really disappointing, and I'm not surprised that they lost to Texas State. I thought it would be a competitive close game. I'm surprised to the degree that they lost.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good assessment of it. And, of course, Braylon not being on the field was something that, you know, even up until the very first snap, I mean, we didn't really know. We saw Braylon on the field warming up. He was dressed out, had his helmet, looked like he was going to go in, and they ultimately went with Liddy. Liddy did confirm in the post-game press conference that he knew a couple days before the game that he would go in. So I guess they just had Braylon dress up and just go through his normal routine. Yeah, no, I think that's right. That's a good assessment. Texas State's offense, as we documented last week, very good, best in the Sun Belt, against a Southern Miss defense who, while have been good at times, they give up a lot of yards. And throughout the season, we've seen that. And something I kept pointing to last week was against Arkansas State. I mean, that Red Wolf team had almost 500 yards of offense. They just kept turning the ball over. They could never put the points up. So what would happen if some other team did that, the same amount of yardage, and didn't turn the ball over? And we saw what happened. All four times Texas State had the ball in the first half, they scored. Either a touchdown or a field goal. To me, guys, it wasn't really what Texas State was doing that was the shocking part. It was the offense for Southern Miss not being able to move the ball against what has been documented and statistically one of the worst defenses in the Sun Belt, not to mention down three or four of their defensive starters from suspension. So it was a puzzling offensive performance by the Southern Miss. I do not think Braylon Braxton being on the field would have made a difference. The offense played bad enough all around Landry Liddy that I don't know what you really expected him to do. One thing that was interesting to me was he threw the ball 44 times, which is by far the most any quarterback has thrown the ball this season. Yeah. The last time Braylon Braxton had 46 pass attempts, and the last time he had 46 was against Louisiana Tech when they lost. So, of course, that really was them just being one-dimensional in the second half, having to throw the ball a lot. But to me, I mean, the most shocking part was the offense. Couldn't move the ball. I think the offensive line probably had their worst game of the season. You couldn't run the ball. And, you know, the receivers were open at times. You could see that Liddy missed some throws, missed some guys open. Maybe Braylon would have made a difference. But overall, you can't expect to play that way and beat what, like you said, a much better Texas State team than their record indicated.
Let me throw a couple of extra logs on the fire. Two logs for sure. Number one, the Southern Miss defense has lived and died by the turnover. As Dima just documented, Arkansas State ran up a bunch of yards, but Southern Miss created six turnovers in that ball game. Texas State didn't cough it up once, and Southern Miss gave it away, what, two or three times on Saturday. So there's your turnover ratio there. And Coach Huff said in his post-game press conference, you can't expect four and five, six turnovers a game. You can't. That's strange when that happens. So when a team takes care of the football like Texas State did, and they needed to, they're going to get good results. The other thing, one of the other things that stuck out to me that Coach Huff said in the post-game press conference was he credited Texas State because he thought that Texas State, that Southern Miss was preparing for a air raid Texas State attack. And so G.J. Kinney and his staff at Texas State said, well, if they're preparing for an air raid, let's not give it to them. You know, let's gash them and keep it on the ground. Ball control, keep the ball away from Southern Miss. Texas State's game plan was a good game plan. They were coached and prepared and ready to play. They were playing for their bowl lives. If Texas State loses that game, they lose bowl a potential to be bowl eligible. And the Eagles didn't look, they just didn't look prepared. They didn't look ready. And you got to give credit where credit is due. Texas State played better in just about every facet. They deserve to win.
Yeah, the rushing attack was definitely something of concern. It was the fourth time, I think fourth or fifth time this season, Southern Miss's defense has given up over 200 yards on the ground, which they've been getting away with it. And like Kelly, you're saying, Charles Huff said in that post-game press conference, you know, he was asked, you know, what was it about today that just kind of all came undone? And he said, listen, we've been getting away with allowing this, allowing that, allowing this. And a team eventually was just going to capitalize on it. And Texas State has the players in place, the skill positions at those certain areas to capitalize on that. So to me, the offense for Texas State, I thought that they could do that. I thought I had Texas State scoring 35 points in the game. So their point did not surprise me. It was the other side of the ball, of Southern Miss looking completely non-competitive on the offensive side of the ball against statistically one of the worst defenses in the Sun Belt. And guys, this week, South Alabama, of course, you know, they've looked terrible, but their defense is one of the best in the Sun Belt. And so Southern Miss's offense is going to have to grow up real quick because you can't have that type of offensive performance and expect to win defensive battles against like you might have this weekend in Mobile.
Texas State ran for 274 yards. They had 16 rushing first downs, and they held the football 19 minutes of the first half. You and I, Kelly and I, watched the game together. You and I were commenting on, man, Southern Miss just doesn't have the ball. Texas State's just dominating the time of possession. 19-10 to 11 minutes, 27-0 at halftime. Effectively, the football game was over at halftime.
And when you have a bad defense like Texas State has had up until Saturday, one of the things you want to do is keep your defense off of the field. So offensively, again, part of their game plan was to run it, ball control, burn clock, leave their defense off of the field. And everything that Texas State wanted to do and apparently prepared for, they were able to take care of. And to Dima's point about South Al, you know, Louisiana Monroe – at Monroe on Saturday, led a good deal of that game until the second half, and then South Alabama woke up. So you're going from a situation now to where you're on the verge of potentially clinching the West, and now with the uncertainty of your starting quarterback.
South Alabama of all teams.
Well, with the history that Southern Miss and South Al have had.
Yeah, so Southern Miss has never beaten South Alabama in football.
So you go to a potential of almost clinching the West, and now again, if the Southern Miss offense doesn't pull it together, that game against Troy could once again prove to be the decider.
It is. Regardless if you win at South Alabama, Troy game will decide the West at this juncture in the season. So regardless of win or lose at South Alabama, that game decides the West.
And it has already been determined now with Coastal Carolina being beaten by Georgia Southern over the weekend that James Madison, no matter what, will host the conference championship.
So do you think Coastal's still going to beat JMU like you said your lock of the month was?
Yeah. I still think Coastal will beat them, but it won't matter now.
Because they'll bench all their starters?
Not necessarily. I just think.
So is James Madison now on the path to be the group of five in the national playoffs?
They're in the they're in the discussion for sure. We'll see. You know, more on South Alabama, though, that I think is a little bit interesting for as far as Southern Miss fans goes. You know, for this game this week, you know, I think the biggest storyline, of course, is Braylon Braxton's health.
Yes.
I mean,
100%.
If he does not play on Saturday, which I don't think, I don't know, we can maybe discuss this and debate this. Do you think they really need to play him on Saturday? Because in the grand scheme of things, let me tell you this. The playoff chances are now done. They're not making the playoff, regardless if they win the Sun Belt Championship. Right? If they win or lose on Saturday's game, it doesn't matter in the grand scheme of the West Division. Because if you lose the game on Saturday, you can still beat Troy and make the championship.
I understand what you're
saying.
So
do you play Braylon, or do you rest him another week and have him 100%
for Troy? Let's hold that thought because we're about to hit the break. Sorry. We'll answer that question when we do get to the other side of the break. And as we head into the break, I want to remind you about home repair, home remodeling, home construction. MCS Home Center has everything you need for your next project, home, lawn, or garden. They're located in Bellevue, Highway 98 West. They're Hattiesburg's new improvement home center. We hope you'll check them out. MCS Home Center. We'll be right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. Eagle Tire West sponsors the second segment of our program every day. They're located on Highway 98 West, just like MCS Home Center. They offer premium Goodyear products, full auto and truck service. They're next to Smith Motor Company, Highway 98 West, family operated since 1985. Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West. Don't forget about our podcast. That's where lots of you find us. You can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour, or you can go to Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. I actually saw this the other day. There is a Siri right over here, Dima. Michael Mergens, our operations manager, and I came out and we watched Kelly ask Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour.
True story.
And she refused. Michael then asked the machine, and it instantly came on. So there is some truth to
that. See, everybody thinks it's a joke. I'm telling you.
He is so toxic to females that even electronic females don't want to have anything to do with him.
Where is the closest bridge?
Well, do you see what he wears? I mean, that should be your number one thing.
Yeah, I'm a Hollywood fashion player.
That would be a giveaway.
He's either in a polyester pink shirt or...
Yeah. Hey, there was a day when those were in, buddy.
He was at the game the other day, and there was a young lady sitting over there beside me, and I didn't know the context, but I clearly heard her say, "You're fired." And he turned around to me and said, "Look, she said I'm fine. I'm fine." I said, "No, I think she said you're fired." And she looked at me and nodded her head yes. So.
No, well, at least yours was better. I heard somebody go up to our hosts in the booth and say that they thought it was so nice that they were giving tickets to the homeless. Apparently.
Would that have been because of your outfit?
Yes.
I got you. I think so. Understandable. All right, let's break it down, guys. Well, first, let's go back to your question.
Yeah.
Put that up again, Damon.
Yeah, so again, win or lose Saturday doesn't matter in the West race unless Troy loses to Georgia State. But I don't think they'll lose to Georgia State. They got them at home for senior day. I just don't see it. So win or lose for Southern Miss, they play Troy next Saturday for the West Division. So my argument was, do you play Braylon Braxton? Even if he's 90% healthy, does he play on Saturday? Or do you want him 100% for the Troy game? And then the next week, if you were to win that game against James Madison?
Well, there would be two ways that I would answer that. Go to the people involved. Number one, Braylon Braxton wants to play.
Right.
So if he wants to play and he says he can go, he should go. And in the limited time that any of us have had with Coach Huff, and Dima, you've spent more time with him than either one of us, knowing what you know about Charles Huff, do you think he would purposely sit anybody for any reason if he deems them to be the best player for that position?
Probably not.
Yeah.
But I would say he wouldn't have sat them even at 75-80%, but Saturday told me otherwise. Because in that Arkansas State game, you know, he put Braylon Braxton back in the game, and when he was asked about that last Tuesday by our friend Glenn Dyer, he kind of, you know, it was kind of sound like his answer. He might have regretted it, saying he wasn't, you know, probably shouldn't have done it, but how do you look Braylon in the eye and tell him you're not going to play? You know, but I think Braylon was probably telling him all week last week, I'm good to go, coach. And Charles said, no, we're going to start Liddy. So I hear what you're saying, but I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it. Now, if you were to have me put money on it right now, Monday at 1 o'clock, whatever time it is, 1:30, yes, I think Braylon will play on Saturday at South Alabama just because I think he's going to be better. But if you're looking at it from a, you know, strategic way, maybe you don't play him. Maybe you want him 100% for Troy, and, of course, you really want him 100%. You want this team to be 100% if they were to play James Madison, of course, because that's for all the marbles.
And the one question that remains that none of us are going to know the answer to, because even in this country, your health status is protected by law as to how healthy or how sick you might be. We don't know how serious, truly serious, that injury could be. So is it really a minor injury to Braylon Braxton, or is it serious enough where he could potentially be done for the year? Let's reiterate, we don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly looked like he was able to play on Saturday. He was moving around fine in warm-ups. He was throwing the ball. You know, it certainly looked like he was able, if they needed him, to play on Saturday. So I think if it was more, you know, like you're saying, severe, I don't think he would have dressed personally on Saturday, but we'll see. And I definitely don't think they would have sent him back in against Arkansas State.
All right, so around the league this weekend, Marshall defeated Georgia State 30-18. Georgia State's terrible. South Alabama beat the ULM 26-14. JMU just absolutely demolished Appalachian State 58-10.
There's another good offense, Dima. Yeah. JMU.
You think?
Man.
Georgia Southern beat Coastal in a high-scoring affair 45-40. And Old Dominion just annihilated Troy 33-0. What's that say about Troy? I mean, they just looked horrible.
Right? Yeah, it was a weird game because they were trying this two quarterback system, because Goose Crowder, their original starting quarterback, he was good to go, but they went with the backup to start the game, Kilcrest, and he kind of like – he threw – I think it was like a pick six on the second or third drive, and then they tried to bring Crowder in, but then one of their offensive linemen got hurt, and then he was just – there was a guy in the backfield the whole day, and their defense could not stop Old Dominion. Old Dominion's really good, though.
So. And I've talked about, you know, Coastal has been on the rise, but now word this morning that they're going to have to go with their third string quarterback the rest of the way because of injuries. So really, that does kind of take Coastal out of the picture.
Yeah, and they're out of the picture. JMU's now won the East,
right?
And the East was much better this season, guys, than the West. I mean, like I think the middle of the East is even significantly better than the middle, like. Would you take Marshall to beat Arkansas State? Probably. Would you take Old Dominion to beat, you know, I don't know. Who's the other one? Like a Troy?
Yeah.
Which they did.
Louisiana.
Yeah. So the East was significantly better. And the top of the East, of course, with JMU, the clear favorite in my mind to win the championship.
Well, you know, now this is speculative, of course, but as I'm looking at the standings here, Southern Miss 5-1, Troy 4-2, Arkansas State 4-2. Theoretically, Arkansas State could still win the West, right?
No, they couldn't.
If they won out and Southern Miss and Troy lost both games?
Well, no, because Southern Miss and Troy play each other.
Yeah,
so there would be one still.
They're going to play one.
Two losses.
Yeah, and they lost the tiebreaker to eat. Their only two losses are right, to so Southern Miss.
Because they play one another.
No, they beat Troy. Their other game.
Right.
Yeah. So Arkansas, I don't think Arkansas State can win it. No.
Okay. Have they played Troy?
Yes, and they beat Troy. Mm-hmm. So they have the tiebreaker to Troy. So the thing is, if Southern Miss were to lose to South Alabama this week and to Troy, next week Troy would go.
Okay. That makes sense.
Because they would have the tiebreaker for Southern Miss.
How about we don't do that?
Yeah.
We'll How see. About the fact, though, that you just reminded me the game is at South Alabama? And I can look down this entire list of teams in the Sun Belt, and there's every one of them I'd rather be playing Saturday than at South Alabama.
It's a 2:30 start, and if it, you know, the weather forecast is for rain from Wednesday all the way through Sunday. So we'll see what weather conditions might be. But bowl announcements will come out December 7th. So now that seems to be the big question is – I mean, obviously, still Southern Miss still in the hunt for a conference championship, but December 7th, for sure, they're going to be going to a bowl game somewhere. So where will it be?
All right, real quickly, basketball. We have basketball coming up this week, Game.
Yeah, tomorrow night we have both games, so there's a chance to watch both teams at home. I forget who the ladies play, but I know the men play William Carey tomorrow night in a great game. It's just always fun to see both those teams on the floor together. And the women play Southeast Louisiana at 5. The men go at 7, 7:30. So
I love those doubleheaders.
Yeah, that should be fun. And the women's team, you know, they're looking to start 5-0 on the season, which I'd have to look back. I don't remember the last time the women's team started 5-0 before. No, so
but let me
good.
Ask you both guys this. Carey, scare you a little bit?
I mean, anything can happen on the basketball floor, and we saw what happened at Grambling, so we'll see.
And it's a home game. The guys are back on the home floor. Southern Miss doesn't have a whole lot of home games this year. But the Grambling loss was tough, especially when they went to South Carolina and for all practical purposes had that game won and let it get off the hook. But you know, you lose to Grambling. If they were to lose to William Carey, and look, Carey's undefeated at this point. Obviously, haven't played the competition that Southern Miss has, but Carey has beaten Southern Miss before.
They have,
And I just think it would send a really bad message to the fan base if they were to lose to William Carey. So there's a lot riding.
Kelly, they're pulling them out of the river by the dozens this morning.
The people jumping?
Oh, my God. It's been a mass exodus off
Actually,
the
they're jumping. They're not
you
even.
In fact, you have to get a ticket to jump off the bridge today, I understand.
Well, you're actually landing on top of other people when you jump off the bridge now. Even though they're in the water, you're landing
Correct,
on top
of them. How many more days till baseball season?
It's actually 87, I believe.
Okay.
I had a guy point out to me Saturday it was 89, so today must be 87.
You got your paper chain ready to go, Bob?
I got a calendar.
Okay.
I'm penciling off of it. You were with me Saturday. I wasn't the only one asking about baseball, no,
wasn't. No, you're right. And, man, you just hated that. Like I said, you just didn't it didn't surprise me that Texas State scored on their first series because – a lot of teams have scored in their first series.
How about their second, third, and fourth?
Well, and that's when you started going, we're not making any adjustments here on defense. Nothing's getting better.
We'll be right back.
Tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back, everybody. DBAT sponsors this segment of our program on Hardy Street. DBAT for baseball, softball training children, adult athletic training of every sort, a great pro shop, a lot of great gift ideas. You'll check it all out. DBAT, Hardy Street, we really appreciate all they do. As we do Forest Health, and they remind you to keep up with your favorite team. That's fun, but don't forget about the most important player, that you get an annual physical, exercise, eat well, and make sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you. Expert medical care closer to home. ForestHealth.org.
What if like you do four out of those five, Bob, and like skip exercise?
Well, you probably need to add the exercise.
Women don't answer you.
Yes, yes. Which of the four, for God's sakes, do you do?
Well, I'm trying to decide. That's what I'm trying to I get the physical.
I got you.
I do get the physical. Right.
Hey, you know, this is sort of a sad day in a lot of ways. Our next guest, we have Mondays with Marchant. And those of you that have been around as long as me and Kelly know that Marchant Kenny is a historic figure in Southern Miss football lore and played on probably the best Southern Miss football team ever. And to tell you how much time has passed, today is his birthday, Kelly, and in less than 12 years, in less than a dozen years, the great Marchant Kenny will be eligible for Social Security.
Well,
welcome to the show, Marchant.
Yeah, well, I guess that's a great birthday wish. Thanks, I guess. But
well,
yeah, my birthday, man.
That means
a celebration with you two.
Happy birthday.
Well, that means he's right in there with the Vanderbilt quarterback, because I think he's about 12 years old.
Yeah, I think the Vanderbilt quarterback will be eligible a year before Marchant. Yes,
man,
yes.
I never thought I'd be older than my number 43, but I'm way past that, man.
Oh, that's in the rearview mirror, Marchant.
Way in the rearview.
Where did the time go since that? I was watching Pittsburgh play Saturday, and I was Marchant, you might appreciate this, and I was telling my wife, I said, you see that team? Of course, she was there, but she didn't really remember. I said, that team right there, Pittsburgh, that team happens to be the school that one of Southern Miss's most historic victories came against.
We squashed them like a bug.
When they were nationally ranked. How long ago does that seem to you now, Marchant?
Man, it's fresh in my mind always, because always relive the glory days in my mind. My kids will vouch for that. They've heard Liberty Bowl stories about 1,000 times, and I'll never forget putting an exclamation on that game with a Lee Corso shout out in the camera. Mm-hmm. Not so fast, my friend. How could you pick Pitt, Lee?
Hey, Marchant, you came back from the game on Saturday. We were talking a little bit about, and the very, you didn't even say how you doing. The first thing you said was, well, there you see how important a good quarterback is without Braylon Braxton.
Man, I'm trying to figure out the game, and I'm a big Rocky movie fan and how to describe it. You remember the interviewer was interviewing Clubber Lang, played by Mr. T, before the fight, and the interviewer asked Clubber Lang, he said, what's your prediction? And Clubber Lang looked at the camera and said, pain. And that's what it felt like, pain. It was painful out there watching that, man. And yeah, Braylon, everything to this team. You've seen it get better and better and better. Sure enough, we got high five-game winning streak. I told you before the game, Kelly, I'm like, I'm not a gambling man, but Vegas knows something. It's only 3.5. And then Braylon's out, and look what happened. It shouldn't have been 3.5. It should have been, bigger spread than that, I thought. Southern Miss favorite. And it was awful.
Yeah,
performance.
And I hear
we got to get Braylon back.
I hear what you're saying. Go ahead, Marchant. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Good.
No, I was going to say, I hear what you're saying about Braylon Braxton, and I said this much the same thing at the start of the show. However, the truth is the defense just got run over. And Dima pointed out that they've been giving up a lot of yards but getting the ball on turnovers. This time they didn't get the turnovers, but they gave up a lot of yards, almost 500 yards again. You got to stop that, don't you, Marchant? Because you can't depend on 2 and 3 turnovers every game.
Didn't seem to be much aggression on the defensive side of the ball like normal. I mean, I saw the Texas State sidelines and their offense, all pumped up nonstop. And, I know the guys are trying to get that nasty bunch moniker back, but, man, not last week. So you got to re-earn that one. And it was bad. And hopefully, Coach Jason Seymour, the D.C., is getting those guys fired up, because that was a bad bad defensive performance.
Well, one of the things that I said too, though, you guys, is this was a team that was projected to win the West. So it's not like that these guys were, pushovers. I mean, there's talent on that Texas State team. And frankly, I think they got tired of hearing about how bad they stunk and said, for pride's sake, if nothing else, man, they were clicking.
Well, yeah, it's a dangerous team. They got a lot of talent, happened to be 3-6. They lost a lot of heartbreakers this year, can score points. And when you're 3-6 playing for your bowl lives, yeah, you're going to throw everything out there. But I'm sorry. I don't care if it was the greatest Sun Belt team of all time. It can't be 27-0 at halftime.
Right.
Kelly, are you kidding me?
Right.
I mean, it was – I don't know what happened the other day, don't know if there's that Southern Miss moment we always talk about that's going to happen. I thought that happened in Ruston, but no, wait, there's more to come, but wait, there's more. So they better turn it around, because South Owl is on the horizon. And we've never beaten South Owl, and I'm sick of that, but now you got questions. Considering how bad you played, you've got to turn it around quick.
Well, Marchand, one thing about the defense, and you know, it was a different type of offense than I think they've seen. You know, you've seen Arkansas State, you know, slower kind of pace offense. They move fast and they kind of, you know, chuck the ball all over the place down the field, and that causes the potentialities for interceptions. Texas State really didn't do that. They was really kind of, you know, dunk and dunk this way. You know, they didn't throw the ball over like 15 yards other than that one post route. There wasn't really a lot of, like, positions to put Southern Miss in an area to get turnovers. So that really resulted in why the defense, to me, couldn't get off the field, because they've lived and died by the turnover most of the season. And the aggression you're talking about was kind of neutralized because the ball was getting out of the quarterback's hands so quickly, and they were rushing for almost 8 yards a carry in the first half.
Yeah, those dink and dunks, that's a great way to put it, were just killing us. It wasn't like big plays early in the first half. The big problem I saw, they must have seen some weaknesses on our defense, is, you know, those dink and dunks outside, those quick passes, you know, they had wide receivers that were blocking, and we weren't getting off blocks, and it made it too easy for some of those plays, and we got to work on that this week. I mean, that's a dangerous situation if your cornerbacks cannot get off blocks. So they must have seen something on film and took advantage of it.
Their wide receiver blocking was tremendous.
Tremendous.
One thing I wanted to ask you as a former player, I do not think if Braylon Braxton was in the game on Saturday, if everything was the same, that the Southern Miss would have won. Now, to that, I do think that there is something to this, and I want you to comment on this. When you have a player like Braylon Braxton, who, like we all agree, he's the leader of the team, he's what creates the entire engine, do you think that kind of, I don't know how you describe this, but like lessened the team's morale, lessened the team's spirit when they saw their leader wasn't going to play in the game?
Absolutely. When you have an undisputed leader of the team, and for what I've seen, it's Braylon Braxton. I mean, he is Coach Huff's right-hand man on the field. He came to finish his senior year with Coach Huff. So that he's the guy. That's a lot of pulse to take off the team when you take Braylon Braxton out. And it can affect the locker room heavily. You know, nothing against Liddy. I mean, great backup quarterback we got. You know, and I wish they would have challenged the secondary more with him. If you remember early on, Liddy was making the throws. He was. We just didn't get aggressive, got conservative. I mean, 3rd and 9 in the red zone, we run up the middle. Please help me understand that with people. And then we fumble, and they get it. But these red zone up the middle plays, I don't know what this is, what's going on. But, yeah, Braylon, he's the pulse of the team. He's the heartbeat. That's a hard pill to swallow when he's not there.
And you guys were talking about with the wide receiver blocking. I mean, what, they had an 82-yard, you know, pass reception for a touchdown. That, you credit a lot of that to wide receivers blocking down the field. And then it has to be a school record, what, 104-yard interception return. And really, Coach Huff said after the game, Marchand, that was really the only pass that Liddy tried to force, in his opinion. But, you know, you're trying to do something right. The game was probably out of reach at that point. But, you know, two big plays with just absolutely any wind that was in the Southern Miss sail was gone at that point.
Yeah, I'm never going to fault Liddy for interceptions late in the game. I mean, he's just trying to make plays and trying to get back in the game. But just anything that could have went wrong at the Rock on Saturday. And, you know, they got a lot to prove and a lot to show to the doubters. You know, I don't want to be all negative. The good news is we're still 7-3.
Right.
We're still in first place in the West. We control our destiny to get to the Sun Belt Championship game. And that'll be fun at James Madison. And let's think of a positive. Remember Coach Monk? And nobody said we could beat Houston in the championship game. Look what happened.
But
you know, that could be set up for this. A lot to look forward to, people. Don't give up on the season. I mean, this is a great year so far, and we just had the Twilight Zone happen on Saturday at the Rock, and hopefully we all got out of the Twilight Zone.
All right, Marchand, happy birthday to you. And the good news is the AARP merchandise should be arriving at your house within a couple of weeks.
Man, I'm starting to smell like Bengay daily, man, with the arthritis pain. It's misery, man. No, I'm aging well. You see me, man. I feel good for 51, brother.
My brother. Take care. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Southern Miss to the top.
Morshank Kenny, everybody. The great Morshank Kenny.
The never-ending AARP mail.
That's exactly right.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors the fourth segment of the Eagle Hour. Great place for lunch, great place for dinner. I suppose, Kelly, you know more about it than me. You could probably arrange a Christmas little get-together there if you wanted to.
Yeah, and Booty always puts together one of the many things I like about 4th Street is that because it is really family there, they've got all kinds of games going, trivia, and they give away trophies and merchandise and real family environment. And right. Thanksgiving coming up, and we've talked about this before, it's their biggest day of the year.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, Genesis of Hattiesburg is the official auto dealer of our program. Their sedans and SUVs are from Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership. That's on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. And let me tell you, Genesis and Matt Grubbs Hyundai, they do a lot for Southern Miss Athletics. So you might want to keep that in mind. And I'll tell you something else you can always keep in mind. Great coffees and beignets at Mobay Beignet Company. They're at 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. All right, the theme of volleyball.
Yeah, the volleyball team has qualified for the postseason Sun Belt Tournament. It actually gets underway this coming Thursday, in just a couple of days, at the Foley, Alabama Sports Complex. And they will play an opening round game. Now, the Southern Miss women were the fifth seed in the West, and they're going to face the fourth seed from the East, which is Georgia State. And that's a play-in game, if you will. And then the winner of that game will advance to the quarterfinals on Friday to take on Arkansas State. Now, if the women's volleyball team can get by Georgia State, again, advancing to play Arkansas State, they've already beaten Arkansas State. So the Eagles know that they can compete with Arkansas State because they beat them earlier this season up in Jonesboro. But as it turns out, Arkansas State went on to have a great year and finished as the one seed in the West. So it's the tournament underway, again, beginning this Thursday in Foley, Alabama, with the championships scheduled for Sunday afternoon. And all of the games will be available on ESPN+. That game, the opening round games against Georgia State, will be at 2:30 this coming Thursday, live from Foley.
Yeah.
So congratulations to the volleyball team because they didn't make it last year.
They've had an improved year, isn't that fair to say?
Well, they started off really good.
Yeah.
Obviously, they lost some down the stretch. But
really, all of them on the road.
Right. And, you know, just to make the tournament, that's a lot. That's really good for a team that, you know, obviously Coach Hazelwood trying to get that program back to the heights. And they have a great facility over there. Obviously, the volleyball facility is a phenomenal facility. So it's really good to see.
Guys, is everybody just reading too much into Saturday? I mean, Marchant made an observation, and it's actually what I thought about Saturday night when I got home. 1-11 last year, 7-3 this year, two games left to go. You could conceivably end the year 9-3. I mean, I don't know. I mean, why is everybody quite as upset as they are?
Actually, if they win the bowl game, they could be 10-3.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so that
but
would make it even better.
Madison.
I just think the concern, point well taken, but I think the concern is now is really what is the future of Braxton, and then what is the future of this team without Braxton?
I personally think Braxton will be fine, especially for the two most important games, which is Troy and James Madison at the end of the season. And, of course, wherever the bowl game is after that. So, you know, theoretically this team could get to 11 wins. But, yeah, no, I still think the defense to me, I don't know. I'm not as concerned with what happened on Saturday because I don't think they're going to see an offense like that these next 2 weeks. South Alabama's offense is not Texas State's offense.
Right. No.
And Troy's offense, while has looked good at times, not as good as Texas
State. But you mentioned that South Al's defense is one of the best, if not the best, in the league. And look, what the Southern Miss offense last weekend was miserable.
That, to me, is my most biggest concern.
Yeah.
But where I'm concerned there, maybe the thing that fixes it all is just Braylon Braxton coming back.
Correct. I think, that'd be a huge step in the right direction.
So, if he comes back and they display that again, I think that's where you hit the panic button. But if
that's a good point.
But if Braylon comes back Saturday and they score 40 points, and everybody was like, oh, well, the Texas State game was just because Braylon wasn't there.
I think that's exactly right.
And to be fair, the last time they laid an egg was at the Louisiana Tech, and they responded well. So you would certainly hope that would be the case here with so much riding. And look, even for Southern Miss to get to the conference championship game, remember where we were a year ago at this point.
Right.
So,
hey, and look, last few seconds, we don't cover them. I get that. But you just did see some news in your phone that is pretty fascinating.
Yeah. The Advocate is reporting that Lane Kiffin did, in fact, make a trip either today or yesterday to Baton Rouge for the LSU job and a visit there. So that would be obviously tremendous news for the state if Lane Kiffin were to leave Ole Miss. So
would he leave the security of a multi-million dollar job? He's got his team up to fifth in the nation, I believe, this morning. Why would he leave there to go to LSU?
Well, LSU is definitely a better job than Ole Miss. That's not even a question. Like, nobody can seriously say that Ole Miss is a better job.
It depends on what you mean by at age 23. I can see where you would say that, but at age 64, I think the Ole Miss job would be a much better.
That is not factual. The Ole Miss job is not better than LSU.
It
is probably better than Florida.
You're saying that at LSU you have much more chance to win the national championship.
Recruiting pool, much more resources, much bigger fan base, all the above.
Time will tell, right?
But that doesn't necessarily make it a better job. If you want job security.
That's the perspective that people got to come from.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
Yeah, interesting to find out, right? He's unpredictable. If there's anything about Lane Kiffin, it's that he is completely unpredictable.
Yep.
All right, Kelly and I on the show tomorrow. Dima's out, but he'll be reporting from Media Day, so we'll look forward to that. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.